The office team building exercise can create lasting memories, just not necessarily ones you want to remember. At the very least, they can feel forced and awkward, or worse, maybe that trust fall didn't go as planned.
Are you gonna catch me?
Yes.
Ready to fall!
That's a YouTube video of a sales team dropping their exercise leader. They aren't alone. NPR's Yuki Noguchi recounts tales of team building gone bad.
The intent behind team building is to foster camaraderie so people can work together. That was the idea at a health food store in Iowa where Ben Johnson worked several years ago. To pump workers up, Johnson says store management strung up a donkey pinata.
Pinned to its chest was a name tag for the rival store, and so they explained to everyone that this was, in fact, you know, an effigy, and that we were going to work together to figuratively, literally destroy the competition.
In lieu of candy, the pinata contains dollar coins. An overzealous middle manager with a baseball bat is first up. He obliterates it.
So when this thing explodes, dozens of the dollar gold, like Sacagawea coins, you know, fly through the air everywhere. And someone in the front row just, like, takes one in the face and goes down. They, like, ricochet off the walls. And when the coins finally stop, you know, I emerge from underneath the table and there's just, like, a stunned silence.
The coins are like blood money. No one picks them up. And the whole fiasco, Johnson says, was an omen. The store eventually fell to the competition. Around the world, there are thousands of teamwork facilitators. Michael Cardis is one of them. He founded Create Learning in Buffalo, New York. He says the point of trying something new, something that requires cooperation, is to inspire different ways of problem solving.
Hey, this is novel. This is different. And then you can hopefully have them talk about what worked in that activity and how they can transfer it back to the workplace.
But sometimes it backfires, as it kind of did for Peter Brooks. Several years ago, his former employer bussed his division to a suburban Washington, D.C. field and divided them into teams for a round of paintball.
We were issued safety goggles and paintball guns, one of which immediately misfired. It hit a district manager in the crotch.
Brooks says the game quickly devolved into screaming, pleading, and retaliatory rage. The paintballs left large welts.
A lot of people pointed their guns right at their supervisors, me included. I shot mine right in the middle of the back, and then when he spun around with revenge in his eyes, I surrendered.
The bus ride home, he says, fell dead silent.
I think we were all really unprepared at the impact, emotionally and physically, the impact of shooting paintballs at each other. People were very mad at each other. There were apologies. There were, you know, heartfelt apologies.
Anne Thornley Brown is president of Executive Oasis, which does corporate team building. She says there's a whole subcategory of bad exercises she calls extreme team building.
There are some CEOs who are weekend warrior types, and what they may do is compel the members of their team to participate in some really risky activities.
Willie McGee's extreme experience happened last year during a retreat to Montauk, New York. The company he worked for was clearly in dire financial straits and full of dissent and discontent. But McGee says the CEO hoped to find salvation through group inspiration and also seemed eager to appear cool and edgy to his young 20-something staff.
I think in order to win people back on his favor, he started going around and trying to hand out drugs.
Psilocybin mushrooms, to be precise.
So at this point, about half the staff is arguing about who has it worse at which job and how we're all getting screwed and what we're going to do next. And the other half has started to eat psychedelic mushrooms.
Mayhem and a midnight parade ensues. Most of the employees eventually settle down at the beach.
We had this moment together on top of this lifeguard tower where we realized, like, well, we're not going to save the business, but we could at least save the relationships here.
The business closed in September, but McGee remains in touch with his former colleagues. Surviving trauma, he says, is its own kind of team building. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.